tell you about a fella I know. His home's down in Tennessee. He made his living stealing chickens and everything else he could see. One day the sheriff got behind that man and he made him take to the road. There's never been a passenger run so fast old Joe couldn't get on board. Traveling man, well he must have been a traveling man. Traveling, rambling man, he was the swiftest in the land. Gambling, rambling Joe, they knowed him in every town. He wouldn't stay put, no, he wouldn't give up, man. I bet he never settled down. Pick a truck. Sent Joe down to the spring one day for to fetch a pail of water. Now the distance from the spring to the house, it was 16 miles and a quarter. He got that bucket of water all right, but something so and he fell down. He ran through the house and he grabbed another bucket, caught the water before it hit the ground. Traveling man, well he must have been a traveling man. Traveling, rambling man, he was the swiftest in the land. Gambling, rambling Joe, they knowed him in every town. He wouldn't stay put, no, he wouldn't give up, man. I bet he never settled down. Now he hoboed the great Titanic, thought he'd try out the ocean blue. When he seen that old iceberg a-comin', out on that boat Joe flew. Well, the rest of the passengers, they hollered and laughed, saying, look, it wasn't a great big fool. While that old boat was a-sinking, Joe was shooting crap in Liverpool. Traveling man, I said he must have been a traveling man. Traveling, rambling man, he was the swiftest in the land. Gambling, rambling Joe, they knowed him in every town. He wouldn't stay put, no, he wouldn't give up, and I bet he never settled down. Finally caught up with poor old Joe and they sentenced him to hang one day. That solemn old judge looked at Joe and says, have you got anything to say? He smiled at the judge and the jury. He says, bow down your head and frown. He crossed up his legs and he winked one eye and went sailing right off through the air. Ain't that faith now? Traveling man, said he must have been a traveling man. Traveling, rambling man, swiftest in the land. Gambling, rambling Joe, they knowed him in every town. He wouldn't stay put, no, he wouldn't give up, and I bet he never settled down.
Doc's first instrument was the harmonica, getting one at about 5 years old.
Now, well, you fellas on the equipment back there, all these your dials and things, no, you don't have to worry about my guitar laying. I don't think it'll cause any problem. I've got the strap hung under my leg so it can't go nowhere when I won't do that and it won't go boom, boom, boom on your tape, son. I'll do my best to be quiet with it, and he can kind of mute it if he wants to, and then I know it won't cause a problem. I'm informal, and it has to be that way on your tape, so, son, I won't take no more time. I know you need the time to finish this right on the dot. This is the first instrument I got. My dad bought it for me when I was 6 years old for Christmas, and he showed me a little bit about how to play it. He said, son, when you start learning on this thing, you have to play it note for note like you hear me sing in the songbook. in the hymn book, and he said, I'll show you a little bit of how it has to be done. I said, let me play you a little Home Sweet Home, note for note. And then he said, you've heard me play the harp before, but you never knew that you was going to get one. And he said, this is how it'll sound now when you learn to note it with your tongue.
First instrument I ever learned with the bones. We have five generations of Texas bones players in my family who came from North Carolina originally, taking the bones with them. Here's a picture of my dad playing this pair of bones made during the Civil War back in the 1858. You can see my dad and I look a lot alike now.
Hey, and mine's not bald yet, dude.
No, you got plenty of hair. You got tons of hair. And these are actual rib bones from a cow. These are the wooden bones from the 1860s. And we're going to play a tune from that time period called Fisher's Hornpipe.